It's that time of the week where we like to catch up and find out what's happening around the Singleton LGA, and we welcome back an old friend, Singleton General Manager Jason Lenane. How are you, mate?
G'day, Ben. I'm great, mate. Gee, which is good to be back.
Mate, great to have you back. We were a little bit worried that you weren't coming back for us until the Newcastle Knights won, but they fortunately helped you out last weekend.
It was right on time, wasn't it?
It was.
I felt it was planned. It was very much needed. And would you believe the last time they won was, I went to the game, was against the Titans on the Friday night, the 1st of July.
You're the one that needs to be here for it to happen.
I need to be. I need to ring Phil Gardner and Adam O'Brien and start talking turkey with them because, quite opportunistic, yeah.
You get two tickets from their new manager of football, Peter Parr. Great to have a Newcastle boy back there in charge as well.
Yeah, mate, I think it's a great addition. I don't know Peter, but his reputation precedes him. He's done some wonderful things up in North Queensland with just that Origin side. I think his appointment is exactly what we need. We need a bit more footy now at the top end of the organisation, and then putting some support around the guys we have there.
Quite agree. Now, mate, I did want to mention, I'm not too sure if anyone told you, while you were away, there was a flood in Broke.
Yeah, wow. That was sort of, I was really, really torn there because it was great to be on holidays and something we had planned for 12 months, but, geez, I felt torn not being there with the team, not being there with the community, but I suppose, and it's been really good that yesterday and today I've been at Broke, just left a community morning tea just now. Just to have the positive feedback from the residents saying how appreciative they are of the efforts of everybody, but also singling our staff out, which makes me feel really proud about where I work and who I work with and who I work for.
Well, the team really stepped up in your absence, mate, and as I'm sure you expected them to.
Yeah, like I said, I've said this plenty of times on this segment, mate. I work with really, really good people. We're like all human beings. We don't get it right all the time. We certainly, when we don't get it right, it's because not because of lack of effort, it's because of not trying to do the right thing. It's because we're human beings. But, yeah, I'm really fortunate the people I work with, and I'm very, very, very proud to get back and see the wonderful job they've done. I mean, there's a lot more in front of us. The recovery, emergency events, a lot of people focus on when the event's happening, and that's a couple of days straight after the event, but the recovery from this event's going to take a bit of time, so... I can make sure I can give a commitment about that, a public commitment that we'll be there with our Broke community right through until we build Broke back bigger and better than ever.
All righty. Now, there's a couple of things that are happening on the same day. You've got a sustainable living workshop and also the Emergency Services Expo.
Yeah, very timely, isn't it? Have the Emergency Services in August. But this is a wonderful initiative we started a few years ago, and COVID's thrown the spinner in the works to a degree. But it's just a really good opportunity for all of the agencies who are involved in emergency management to be there in the same spot at the same time, sharing their learning, sharing their understandings and sharing their experiences with our community, and giving the community opportunity to engage with them to understand how emergency management arrangements, what they look like and how it plays out during an event. So this is really, really important. This is about preparing our communities for future events. We know we're going to have them, and the more work we do in planning and preparedness, the better off we'll be with national occurs.
Absolutely true. And before I let you go, because that phone line's deteriorating a little bit, you want to do a quick shout-out for your parks and garden staff?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. People around Singleton would probably notice that our vegetation, our grass, is a little bit longer than it normally is. That's intentional because the cotton is sort of broadless. You get rid of all the clover. You can't mow a week before that. You can't mow a week after the spray. So just a little bit of asking our community, a little bit of patience, and they'll see those weeds all dying off and the mowing back to where it normally is and town looking spick and span.
I'm sure everything will look beautiful as spring arrives. Jason Lenane, great to have you back on the show. Great to have you back in Singleton. And we'll speak again down the track.
Thanks, Ben. All the best to you and all the listeners.